Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. You know, the irony of the coronavirus and the pandemic is that, it didn't finish us off. As I said, thanks to the Lord, I'm not using his name in vain. I don't do that. Capital T, capital L. Didn't finish us off. The greatest irony of all is the vaccine mandates probably will. They are dividing the society. They are destroying us. They are creating a public safety mess, a national security mess, an education mess, a sanitation mess, a firefighting mess, an EMT mess, a hospital mess, a healthcare mess, a political mess, a radio mess, given my ongoing fight with Cumulus, whose dumb idea it was to do a vaccine mandate too. Really stupid. They just can't figure it out. That people will do their own research with their own doctor and talk to their own healthcare professionals to determine what goes in their body, when, and why. You understand the left loves this? That's why you talk to the overwhelming majority of Democrats who, by the way, bashed the vaccine under Donald Trump. So you have no credibility. Shut your mouths. You have no credibility. Nobody's listening to you but your goofball, leftist, totalitarian, Stalin-loving relatives. Serious people are laughing at you. You were the same people who crapped all over the vaccine when Trump's team was developing it. And now that Biden slides in the Oval Office, you all of a sudden love the vaccine and everybody must take it or they must be crushed, fired, and humiliated. You have no credibility. So please shut your pie holes. No one's listening. We're all laughing at you, okay? But they're not laughing. The left loves this division, folks. They love it. They need it. They worship division. Why? It's one of the golden rules of politics I told you about a long time ago. And it's this. The left can never, ever win on their own agenda. They can't. Please hear me out. I can prove it to you. Outside of crazy districts, the ones that elected Nancy Pelosi and, Ro Khanna and those types, when you go to middle America in swing districts, the districts that matter and determine the power centers in this country, you will never, ever find a Democrat running on, I want more of your money to higher taxes. Your kids' education is mine. And government should take over healthcare and we should tell you what to do. You just won't see it. So my point here is the Democrats never run on their own agenda. Their agenda has always been, we will protect you from the other guys. That makes sense? Because they can't run on what they stand for. They win elections based on attacking the other guy, the GOP and conservatives, and saying how awful they are and saying, look, we'll protect you. That is exactly why Joe and I have been talking about this for years. That is exactly why these vaccine mandates matter to you. This has nothing to do with the vaccine. Democrats fully understand that natural immunity is a very real thing. They are not stupid. They want you to get the vaccine so they can play their division game again. Look, we're protecting you against those evil conservatives and patriots. Those Republicans, they want everyone to die. Look, they don't want to mandate vaccines. It's a political weapon for them. That is it. Garland's part of this too. You may say the vaccine mandate. No, it's not about the vaccines, the division strategy. Look, we're here to protect you against those evil parents showing up at school board meetings. Don't vote for our ideas, but we'll definitely protect you against those domestic terrorist parents. We'll definitely protect you against those people. They don't want to get the vaccine. They want to spread the virus. They want you dead. This is what they do. Division is their agenda. It's their only agenda. Here, Alex Berenson in an excellent new Substack article. Subscribe to his Substack if you want COVID truth. He used to write for the New York Times. Now he's come to his senses and writes for himself where he can speak the truth. Here's the headline. COVID didn't crash the healthcare system, but the vaccine mandates might. In the piece, ladies and gentlemen, he has some screenshots. Number one, he has of an article at Gothamist. FDNY, that's the fire department of New York City for the liberals. 1 in 5 ambulances and fire companies could be offline this Monday as New York City workers fight the vaccine mandate. It's all about public health, folks. All about public health. The verdict is in.
People will die.
The left doesn't care. So just to be clear, the vaccine mandate's about public health. While the fire department of New York runs the EMT service as well and the paramedics. So 1 in 5 of them could be offline Monday due to the vaccine mandate. But don't worry, Armacost. It's all about public health. No worries at all. Nothing to see here, folks. Oh, it gets worse. You think it's just the fire department where 20% of the workforce could go offline Monday? Oh, no, it doesn't stop there. Here's an email Alex Berenson shared on his Substack. I'm not sharing classified information. It's on the Substack piece. Here's an email he got from a healthcare worker. He or she says, hey, I got an email from a hospital in New York City thanking me for my interest in a position and wanting me to send more information. The last time I submitted the employment application to this hospital was in the spring of 2015. Did you hear that right? I can't imagine what kind of shape they're in, pulling information from so many years ago. Public health, folks. It's all about public health. So many hospital workers are leaving due to the vaccine mandates. They're pulling job applications from 2015. It's Joe, fact check here. It's 2021. Am I right? Am I in the ballpark?
Yeah. Yep.
Ballpark. 2021. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
So you say it's all about public health, despite public health people in the EMT and paramedic service leaving, hospital employees working, leaving so much so they're pulling applications from 2015. Well, surely the damage ends there. No, it doesn't. Nope, not there. Here's a New York Post article about the vaccine mandates. Cumulus, you should listen up to this. Trash is piling up in New York City and sanitation workers blame de Blasio's vaccine mandate. So now you have no EMTs. You have no paramedics. Your healthcare workers are leaving. You have garbage in the streets because sanitation workers aren't showing up for it. Good job. Good job, fellas. Great job. What would we do without government planners and corporate entities telling us what to do all that? What would we do without them? Our corporate overlords. Okay, Dan. Are you got garbage in the streets. No healthcare workers. No EMTs. No paramedics. It's really not that bad. Oh, yeah, it gets worse. You want your power back on? Check out this article by PJ Media. Exclusive. How long will vaccine authoritarians sit in the cold and dark? By Stacey Lennox, PJ Media. This is a fascinating piece. My brother is a local 3 electrician up in New York, and I didn't know this. Apparently, there are a number of different union work agreements for linemen. Linemen, you know the one when electric lines go down in storms?
Yeah.
They go up there and they fix it, right? I didn't know this, Joe. So apparently, there's a bunch of different regional work agreements where if the Northeast has a storm, a bunch of people are there in advance from other states and regions to get the lines back up. Yeah, none of them want to go up to the Northeast now because of the vaccine mandate. Good job. Good job, fellas. Man. Good job. So garbage in the streets, no electricity, no EMTs, no paramedics, no healthcare workers. This is going great. Great. The verdict is it. My Secret Service coin just flipped. I hit it so hard. Awesome. The verdict for the truth. You got the third time. You guys are geniuses. What would we do without you geniuses in government? Surely it ends there. No, it doesn't end there. Doesn't end there either. It's not just the EMTs and paramedics in the fire department. Apparently it's the firefighters too. Here's a tweet by Carol Markowitz, who's great. She says, firefighters in New York City are now warning New Yorkers of the vaccine mandate consequences, warning that upwards of 3,500 firemen maybe not showing up to work here. And it goes through all the math about firehouses, how you may now be in danger too. It says, quote, how will this affect you? You know, almost half of the FDNY is about to get laid off because of the mandates. You guys are doing a great job. Cumulus, great job too. Excellent work here. You guys are fantastic. Super smart. Okay. So now your house burns down. There's no EMTs, no healthcare workers, no paramedics, garbage in the street. You can't get the power back on because linemen won't come to New York. Sounds like this is going great. Yeah. By the left's vision of America, by the way, it is going great. This is exactly what they want because they love division. Now your NYPD public safety situation in New York City is about to deteriorate dramatically too. New York Daily News. This is a left-leaning paper, by the way, far left, the New York Daily News. NYPD top cop urges COVID vaccinations before Friday deadline that could send a quarter of the NYPD workforce home without pay. So cops, firemen, healthcare workers, sanitation workers, linemen, EMTs, paramedics. This is just going great, isn't it?
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.